Corey, what do you have to do to win tomorrow in the primary? Polls, the most recent polls, show Ed Gillespie well ahead. Is it a matter of turnout, and how much faith do you really put in the polls at this point?
Well, I mean, the latest poll is 7 weeks old. There are no recent polls. And also, no one knows what the voting universe is going to be tomorrow because we haven't had a Republican primary election for governor in 12 years. But what we're seeing on the ground, what we're hearing on the telephone calls, is that as people have been undecided, they're breaking my way as they look. They're looking for the more conservative candidate, the candidate who is a fighter, who's willing to stand up to the left, to the mainstream media, and somebody who's been able to get things done, crack down on illegal immigration, cut spending, cut taxes, and they're shifting my way, and we're happy with that. Ed did have an advantage early on because of the better name recognition he had, but as time has gone on, you know, my name recognition has gone up, and so we're feeling very, very good about tomorrow.
We're talking with Corey Stewart, Republican candidate for governor in tomorrow's primary. Let me ask you, you've been a very ardent President Trump supporter. With all that's going on in Washington, the hearings going on, and things that maybe are not happening in Congress because of all the controversy, do you still fully support President Trump and his agenda?
Oh, absolutely. I'm very proud that I had something to do with President Trump's victory. Last year, I think he's done a great job, especially considering that so many of his people that he needs to appoint and bring into the government have not yet, you know, passed their background checks. And so he's really working on a very limited staff. But despite that, he's been able to roll back regulations that were hurting businesses. He's going to be putting forth a very large tax cut program that's going to benefit Virginia and the whole country. And so I think he's, you know, this latest thing up in Washington is really such a distraction. And I think that, you know, the left was very disappointed when it really came out that President Trump had done nothing wrong.
Let me ask you about one of the issues when we talk with Corey Stewart, Republican candidate for governor in the primary tomorrow. I'm Gene Marano. One of the issues, Corey, you focused on for a while was a number of weeks was the removal of Confederate statues honoring generals from the war from a Charlottesville park. It was sort of that heritage versus hate issue. Was that really a winning issue for your campaign? And it seemed like it maybe backfired a little bit when a white nationalist group staged a rally there and you had to disavow them. But was that a winning issue for you?
Absolutely. It's an important issue. It should be an important issue to all Virginians. And here's why. Look, the left is bound and determined all across the country and now here in Virginia to remove historical monuments to not just Confederate generals, you know, Robert E. Lee and Jeb Stuart and Stonewall Jackson. And those are very important. But what the left is really trying to do here is if they're saying, look, if they can remove these statues for those who fought for the Confederacy, arguably to defend the institution of slavery, well, then they can also remove the statues to slave owners, including the founding fathers, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, James Madison. And that's where they're going after. They've already made it clear that they're going to after the founders, all the monuments. And when you undermine the founders, you also undermine the founding documents that they wrote, namely the Constitution of the United States. That's why we've got to fight. We've got to take this very, very seriously. They're trying to change our culture, and they're trying to change and undermine our Constitution.
Has that been an issue, Corey, that's resonated with people when you talk to them on the campaign trail?
Well, it has. You know, and this was not an issue a year ago. It certainly wasn't an issue 4 years ago. It's the left that has made this an issue by tearing down these statues, tearing down these monuments. And, you know, we've got to fight back. It's you know, Republicans have, for too long, we've been put on our heels. We've backed up. We've given up. We've backed down. And I'm not built that way. I'm built to fight, and I always have. And, you know, and even up in Northern Virginia, where I'm elected as the leader of Prince William County, I've done that four times in four elections, and no other Republicans have been able to do that. It's a 60% Democratic district, Democratic county, and I'm elected by 500,000 people. I've always fought. I've always been a conservative. And people elect me because, look, they're looking for somebody who knows where they're going. They're looking for strong leadership. And so I believe that it is an important issue, and I'm going to fight for it no matter what.
We're talking with Corey Stewart, Republican candidate for in the primary tomorrow versus Ed Gillespie and Frank Wagner. When you're out on the campaign trail, Corey, What are the issues you're hearing about from people? What are they really talking about? And are jobs in the economy sort of at the, towards the top of that list?
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, the jobs in the economy is number one. Look, we're losing about 10,000 manufacturing jobs, good jobs, per year in Virginia. And the reason is our taxes are too high. We've got this liberal Democratic governor in there right now who's been, and now, you know, he said even after other American businesses will no longer be subject to the Paris Climate Accord, he's going to subject Virginia businesses to those restrictions. That puts us at even more of an economic disadvantage, and even more jobs will leave Virginia. When I'm governor, we're going to put through the biggest tax cut in Virginia history. That will be based upon the biggest spending cut that we've seen in a long time. I know how to cut spending. I did it in my own county, much deeper than the cuts that I'm proposing for Virginia, about $2.2 billion in cuts. We're going to do that in the first year when I'm governor. And with that cut, we're going to be able to finance a 17% cut to income taxes in Virginia. That's a big, bold message to businesses that if you're coming to Virginia, the climate, the tax climate is improving for businesses and for individuals. Taxes are going down in Virginia. Come to Virginia, build your business here, and certainly don't leave. And that's been the problem so far. So many businesses are leaving to states like North Carolina that have been reducing their taxes.
We're talking with Corey Stewart, Republican candidate for governor in tomorrow's primary. I'm Gene Moreno. Why is your tax cut plan, Corey, better than the one Ed Gillespie is proposing, 10% across the board?
Well, Ed's plan is a phase-in of a very modest tax cut. And the thing is look, his plan is a sham, and here's why. He's proposing to cut taxes without proposing to cut spending. It cannot be done. Take it for somebody who's been governing a large jurisdiction for 10 years. The only way that you can cut taxes is to cut spending. Ed Gillespie's plan doesn't have a nickel in spending cuts to finance his tax cut. So that means one of two things is going to happen. Either A, it's not going to happen, or B, he's going to try to go into debt in order to pay for a tax cut, and that would jeopardize the state's AAA bond rating status. So you've got to have spending cuts. His plan doesn't have any spending cuts. Mine's got $2.2 billion in spending cuts. And it's a much more dramatic, much deeper tax cut than he's proposing.
We've got just a couple of minutes left. And again, we're talking with Corey Stewart, candidate for governor in the Republican primary tomorrow. We've asked all the candidates this, Corey. Where do you stand on the construction of pipelines, natural gas pipelines, like at the Atlantic Coast or Mountain Valley pipelines? Do we need them? And where do property rights of Virginians mix in?
Well, I am absolutely opposed to any private company, to Virginia ceding its eminent domain authority to a private company, whether it's Dominion or any other pipeline company or power company. And that's because, look, that's a very powerful power that the state has. In fact, it's deliberately called out in the U.S. Constitution or the state constitution. It's limited. And when Virginia ceded that power of eminent domain to Dominion Power, they've given way too much leverage to the pipeline company to Dominion, and as a result, they're trampling over the property rights of Virginia residents, Virginia citizens. I think that's wrong, and I'm not going to allow that to happen. Look, if they want somebody's property, they're going to have to negotiate with that property owner and come to some sort of agreement, but I don't believe that the state should be giving its eminent domain authority over to a private company.
All right. I'm talking to Corey Stewart, Republican candidate for governor in tomorrow's primary. We've got about a minute left, Corey. Just give us your pitch. Why are you the candidate that people should elect tomorrow over an Ed Gillespie or a Senator Frank Wagner?
Well, look, I'm a fighter. I've always been a fighter. I put in place the nation's toughest crackdown on illegal immigration anywhere in the United States. I've already done that. I fought for spending cuts, $185 million in cuts in my county, and brought down taxes 30% lower than the rest of Northern Virginia. I supported Donald Trump during his candidacy the whole time when I was chairman and other candidates wouldn't touch him. And I'm a winner. I've been able to win here a population of 500,000 people in Northern Virginia. No other Republican has been able to do it. So if you're looking for somebody who's going to stand up to the mainstream media, stand up to establishment Republicans, stand up to the Democrats and win, then I'm your candidate. I'm not one of those wimpy, weak establishment candidates like Ed Gillespie.
All right, Corey Stewart, Republican candidate for governor in the primary tomorrow. Corey, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.